to do in there? Working on a new plan to catch the Roadrunner?
The humorous implication being that I am Wile E. Coyote?
Yes.
And this is a schematic for a bird trapping device that will ultimately backfire and cause me physical injury?
Yes.
What I'm doing here is trying to determine when I'm going to die.
A lot of people are working on that research.
So what is all this?
My family history, factoring in longevity, propensity for disease, etc.
Interesting. Cause of death for Uncle Carl was KBB. What's KBB?
Killed by badger.
How's that?
It was Thanksgiving. Uncle Carl said, "I think there's a badger living in our chimney. Hand me that flashlight." Those were the last words he ever spoke to us.
I don't think you need to worry about death by badgers being hereditary.
Not true. The fight or flight instinct is coded genetically. Instead of fleeing, he chose to fight barehanded against a brawny member of the weasel family. Who's to say that I don't share that flawed DNA?
Well, you can always get a badger and find out.
But seriously, even if I disregard the Uncle Carl factor, at best, I have 60 years left.
How long, huh?
60 only takes me to here. I need to get to here.
What's there?
The earliest estimate of the singularity, when man will be able to transfer his consciousness into machines and achieve immortality.
So you're upset about missing out on becoming some sort of freakish, self-aware robot?
By this much?
Tough break. You want eggs?
You don't get it, Leonard. I'm going to miss so much. The unified field theory, cold fusion, the dogapus.
What's a dogapus?
A hybrid dog and octopus. Man's underwater best friend.
There's somebody working on that?
I was going to. I planned on giving it to myself on my 300th birthday.
Wait a minute, you hate dogs.
A dogapus can play fetch with 8 balls. No one can hate that.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state. Then nearly 14 billion years ago, expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool. The autotrophs began to drool. Neanderthals developed tools. We built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery. It all started with a big bang.
What do we owe you?
Came to 2817, let's say $6 a piece.
There you go.
Thank you.
What?
Never mind, I got it.
Oh, you wanted me to pay.
It's no big deal.
No, you're right. We're not going out anymore. I should pay for myself. What?
He said if he had woman parts, he'd eat for free the rest of his life.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be able to talk to yourself. I'm a little low on cash.
How much you got?
Nothing.
How can you walk around with no money?
I'm cute. I get by.
It's okay. You can owe me.
Thank you.
Sheldon, $6.
No, thank you. I'm not eating pizza tonight.
But it's Thursday. Thursday's pizza night.
Not for me. Thursday is now cruciferous vegetable night. Tonight's selection, Brussels sprouts.
Really? You're changing the Sheldonian calendar?
It's a small price to pay.
For what?
No, don't ask.
Sorry.
In order to live long enough to fuse my consciousness with cybernetics, I need to change my diet.
Wait, cybernetics is robot stuff, right?
Correct.
So you want to turn yourself into some sort of robot?
Essentially, yes.
Okay, here's my question. Didn't you already do that?
But sadly, no. I'm also planning to begin an exercise regimen designed to strengthen my cardiovascular system, a.k.a. jogging.
Okay, honey, have you ever run before?
Certainly. I've run from bullies, dogs, angry chickens, and one particularly persistent P.E. teacher determined to bend me over and give me a scoliosis test.
you're right. Penny jogs. Maybe you guys can run together.
That's an excellent idea. If we chat, it will create the illusion of time going faster.
No, it won't.
Hey, how does he know I jog?
He watches you from his car with high-powered binoculars.
Oh, my God, that is so creepy!
I know!
And he says he's not gonna stop. Yeah, but then see a shrink and figure out how to talk to women.
The hell?
What's the matter?
I have pain radiating from my navel to my lower right abdomen. I'm nauseated and feverish. I believe I may have cholera.
There's no cholera in Pasadena. Just like last summer when there was no malaria in Pasadena.
Well, if it's not cholera, then based on a quick internet search, the other explanations in decreasing order of likelihood are Hirschsprung's disease, botulism, a 30-foot tapeworm, or accidental ingestion of chrysanthemum blossoms.
When would you have accidentally eaten chrysanthemum blossoms?
It's part of an unlikely scenario that involves sleepwalking in a 24-hour flower mart with a less-than-vigilant proprietor. My belly.
Have I had your appendix out?
I haven't. I've been meaning to, but who has the time?
Let's get you to the hospital.
So this is how it ends. With cruel irony, just as I make the commitment to preserving my body, I am betrayed by my appendix, a vestigial organ. Do you know the original purpose of the appendix, Leonard?
No.
I do. And yet I'm doomed while you live on.
Funny how things worked out, isn't it?
Oh, Lord, I think it's about to burst! On the other hand, it might have been the Brussels sprouts.
Good night.
Good night. Appendicitis. What a nervous Nelly. They're my mother's.
And the flash shirt is what, because you're gonna run really fast?
No, the flash shirt is because it's Friday, but it's nice when things work out. Where's your heart rate monitor?
I don't have one.
What about your pedometer?
Don't have one.
Do you have telematics in your shoes connected to an iPod?
No.
What do you do? You just go out there and gamble about like a bunny?
No, I just run till I'm hungry and then I stop for a bear claw.
Why are you doing that?
Oh, it's good to stretch your muscles before you run.
All right.
All right, let's start with a toe touch. Okay, you do it.
I am doing it.
Oh, wow. Good job. Okay, can you do this?
We'll never know.
Warm up on the run.
Okay.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, I've been reading up on biomechanics. I think you'll be surprised if I... Ah,
oh! Oh my God, are you okay?
I think so.
Let me help you up.
Thank you.
Oh, Sheldon!
If it makes you feel any better, Thursday is no longer cruciferous vegetable night.
Here's my chicken curry. Howard, your shrimp biryani.
Thank you, sir.
Pellet paneer. That's Penny.
Thanks.
And for Rajesh Kuthrapali, from whose homeland these tasty dishes originate, one large order of chicken McNuggets.
Hey, what's my share?
$12.
Okay, can I get you after Friday when I get paid?
Sure.
What am I up to now?
Well, okay, with the Indian food, the pizza, the Thai food, the tank of gas, the frozen yogurt, and your rent, a little over $1,400.
What now?
He's just expressing his admiration that you don't even have to put out to get free stuff.
It's not free. I'm gonna pay him back. Shut up!
Sheldon, are you going to join us?
Coming. Greetings, friends.
Greetings, whatever the hell you are.
I am a mobile virtual presence device. Recent events have demonstrated to me that my body is too fragile to endure the vicissitudes of the world. Until such time as I am able to transfer my consciousness, I shall remain in a secure location and interact with the world in this manner.
Really? That's your question? When did he put a ramp in?
You're in my spot.